נקרא קטע הכנה לשיעור מתוך כתבי בעל הסולם, הקדמה לספר הזוהר, אותיות סמר זין, סמך ח'. בהיות האדם מישראל מגביר ומכבד...
When a person from Israel enhances and defines one's internality, which is the Israel in that person over the externality, which are the nations of that world in him, that is, when one dedicates the majority of one's effort to enhance and exalt one's internality, to benefit one's soul, and gives minor efforts, the mere necessity, to sustain the nations of the world in him, meaning the bodily needs. By so doing, one makes the children of Israel soar upwards in the internality and externality of the world as well. And the nations of the world, which are the externality, to recognize and acknowledge the value of the children of Israel. And if God forbid, it is to the contrary, and an individual from Israel enhances and appreciates one's externality, which is the nations of the world in him, more than the inner Israel in him. As it is written, the stranger that is in the midst of thee, meaning the externality in that person, rises and soars, and you yourself, the internality, the Israel in you, plunges down. With these actions, one causes the externality of the world in general, the nations of the world, to soar ever higher and overcome Israel, degrading them to the ground, and the children of Israel, the internality in the world, to plunge deep down. Do not be surprised that one's person's actions bring elevation or decline to the whole world, for this is an unbending law, that the general and the particular are as equal as two peas in a pod, and all that applies in the general applies in the particular as well. Moreover, the parts make what is found in the whole, for the general can appear only after the appearance of the parts in it. According to the quantity and quality of the parts, evidently the value of an act of a part elevates or declines the entire whole. Those who have a point in the heart, or it came to them from Babylon, or from previous incarnations, or it evoked in them throughout time, or evoked today, they have choice. There are two forces, the force of reception and the force of bestowal. All the others, they are deemed as beasts, meaning that they have only the will to receive and the will to bestow. In the meantime, the spark is sleeping inside them and doesn't show itself. And therefore, they don't have the two forces by which they can determine themselves and the whole world in one direction or the other, whereas those in whom these sparks already awaken, they can change their own fate and the fate of the world. And therefore, they're called Yeshalkel, Israel, meaning that according to the preparation that they have now, they can choose and determine themselves and the whole world. And they already have a big change even in the corporeal character as a result of the spark that works in them. And we see from here that only they who have a spark from the force of bestowal, they have choice. And therefore, they are the internality of the world, and through them can come the light to the rest of the system, to the rest of the vessels or people, if we talk about how it seems to us in our world. And therefore, it was upon them to make the corrections, and they're responsible for the whole situation of the world and the path the world undergoes toward the general correction. Therefore, what we have to do is to collect all the people who have a point in their heart and to try and gather everyone into to unite everyone strongly, make sure that they come back together. And exerting themselves on the one hand, coming closer to the Creator, the light, the force of bestowal, by gathering together and nullifying the will to receive, and on the other hand, through us to bestow onto the world. This is how we have to work. And all of these efforts are eventually in order to discover contentment that by this you give contentment to the higher force and identify with it, reaching the goal of creation, the purpose of creation. So the most important thing is the connection between us in order to increase the force of bestowal and to raise the importance of the force of bestowal as close as possible to the light,